one thing we can say for certain is that a lot of people realized, not everyone for sure, but a lot of people realized, and a lot of people were telling voters, that the EU referendum was an opportunity to, where their vote would actually matter, their voice would be heard, and so they could really make a difference. And a lot of people went and used that to kind of make clear how they felt about the EU, about the establishment. We know that there was a lot of anti-establishment feeling mixed up with it as well. And I mean, that's not to say that it was all about anti-establishment sentiment, but some of it certainly was that. And people not feeling represented, but that is also about not being represented closer to home rather than just about not being represented in the EU. And there are various other things linking proportional representation or the lack of it with the Brexit referendum. So if I can kind of briefly go backwards to that, I don't think we would have ever had a referendum on our EU membership if it weren't for the fact that we still have first past the post for general elections. So first past the post, because it gives a false advantage to the two biggest parties, means that those parties have to be really broad coalitions within themselves. So the Conservatives for decades have been torn between the Europhiles and the Europhobes. And we're seeing the same in the Labour Party as well. And David Cameron called that referendum partly as a way of kind of trying to put a lid on the debate within his own party. And I think he thought quite clearly that the side he thought should win, Remain, would win. It didn't. And he then quit and kind of left the country to deal with the mess. So that's another element of it. And I think the whole nature of our politics being so binary, being us against them, resulted in a very binary referendum question, which was in or out. I think as we've all now seen for the last few years of agony about what's been going on about Brexit, that it's not as simple as in or out. There's kind of fully in, or there's fully out, or then there's kind of all of the shades of grey in the middle, with everyone having different preferences, and kind of what was proposed as what Brexit would be during the EU referendum campaign. Actually turns out that's really not what a lot of people who were talking about those things then are now aiming for. So a lot of people have changed their tune. Like campaigns like Led by Donkeys has kind of highlighted how people have changed what they're saying about Brexit quite dramatically from then until now. So the fact that we don't have real democracy in the UK, the fact that we have such disproportionate elections, has been hugely relevant to kind of the whole of the Brexit story.